CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Night being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do, the RF section of the net will recognize pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and new amateur radio operators. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest, KG4PFI, that's Don, bringing him KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're in Piedmont, KO4ZEW, that is Ben, he's in Simpsonville, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. AA4GH, and I have to check to see where he is. He's back in Punta Gorda, Florida this evening. KF4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. And K4AFT, that's Michael, and he is in Central. We appreciate everybody that uses the pre-net check-in capability. That's what it's there for. It is kind of convenient if you can't be here at 9 p.m. And next up, we don't have any Echolink stations, so we're going to skip right to the brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure what the protocol is. If you're a new amateur radio operator and you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and you're not sure of the protocol, just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any brand new amateur radio operators this evening, so we'll jump right into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
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 King Dave, please check in. Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in our shows, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 East to you and all on the net.
Okay, net control lock to recognize. KK4DMW, that's Rick, and bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and they are in Piedmont. Good to have you as night, Rick. Oh, Miss Lorena, we said hello. And he's also bringing with him his daughter, Miss Michelle, and she is in Ware Shoals, and her call sign is KM4MOQ. Good to have you as night, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello, and do appreciate you stopping by and checking in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI, Jack, down here in Rock Hill. I'll be in and out. God bless them.
Okay, next to like to recognize KJ4BKI. That's Jack in Rock Hill. That's 70 miles away from the repeater. That is a long-distance shout. And Jack sounds like sitting right here in the room next to me. Good signal this evening. And good audio as well. Appreciate you being there. One last call for the Alpha through Delta group. The first letter in your suffix begins with A through D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to move us up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with E through H and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. My home in Penrose. No comment. No traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. K
KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Okay, Negative 12, I'd like to recognize KK4HXB. That's Earl. He's in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with tonight, Earl. Good to hear you checking in more frequently on the net. KO4HKX, that's our Sunday Night Net Control operator. That is Patrick, and he is in Penrose, North Carolina. Sounding good tonight, Patrick. Hope you're enjoying the middle of your weekend. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's in Candler, North Carolina. Sounding good, Harry. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4FHJ, that is Gene. Sounding good from Taylor's this evening, Gene. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a good weekend as well. We do have an Echolink station, so we're going to take a break for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Okay, and that control is going to recognize this evening KO4YHY. That is Jim, sounding good in Berea. You got that dialed in good this evening, Jim. Appreciate you taking time to be here this evening. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Let's see, we are in the Echo Through Hotel group. One last call, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to move us up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll be short time tonight, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, next 12, I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That is Sid. He is in Fletcher, North Carolina, and he calls the 14664 net tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow at 8, just a click or two up from where we are right now on the frequency, on the VFO. And he'll be there tomorrow at 8, so you can go there before you come over to Patrick's net over here at 9. And Sid, we do appreciate you being here with us this evening. Do tell Miss Beverly we said hello and hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. And our Monday Night Net Control operator, KO4JKV, that is Duncan, sounding good from Asheville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan. Hope your weekend's going well as well. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI4, KCX, Jerry. He's still hanging out down here in Perry Court. Just checking in and out tonight, Dave. Hope everybody's doing good. Good to hear you on the radio. Thank you for calling the net for us.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI4KCX. That's Jerry in Gray Court. And Jerry, I pulled up my log just to see how long you've been checking in with me on this net. And my first entry of you checking in with me on this net is December the 11th, 2005. So, in one more year, that'll be 20 years you've been checking into this net with me. Good to have you here, Jerry. That's a long time to continue to check into a net, 20 years. Good to have you with us this evening. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little comment, and I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he's bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. And Larry, I have you down for comments. We will be back to you in a little bit, and do tell Miss Donna we said hello and hope you and her are having a fantastic weekend. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to move us up to the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with M through P. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Wow, that's an empty group. That's kind of rare for the Mike through Papa group. One last call, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that'll move us on up to the Quebec to Tango group, station with the first letter in their suffix, begins with Q through T, and when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, sir, and all on that, I'll be negative, negative.
4DJW. Hello, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be named in there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KW. This is KC4SKD. Larry, my wife Rhonda, KG4AHS. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. And I want to bring my brothers by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall, Asheville, North Carolina, and KF4GGF Charlie, Goose Creek. And hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
DJW. Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor. Danny, Campfire Portable and Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
All right, that's a really good group. Net Control would like to recognize N0TR. That is Tom. He is in Greer. Tom, tell Miss Bernice we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you enjoyed the game last night. KO4QLG, that is Chris. Chris is in Liberty. You're sounding good as well, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope your weekend's going well. And then our every other Friday night net control operator, that is KC4SKD, that's Larry. And Larry is in Easley. Bring with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. Good to have you as night, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And Larry's also bringing by telephone relay his two brothers, N9TEC, that's Randall, and Randall's in Asheville, and KF4GGF, that's Charlie, and he is in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Again, tell Rhonda hello, and tell Randall and Charlie we recognize them on the net, on this net. Good to have you with us tonight, and hope all's going well, and you're having a great weekend. And my son, KI4THV, that's Danny, and he is in Campfire Portable in Traveler's Rest. That's good. Can't beat Campfire Portable and checking into the net. That's a wonderful thing to do. That's how you enjoy ham radio. We do have an Echolink station just popped in there, so we're going to take a break for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Land in via Echolink, take us still, in and out.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KG4WNP. Landon and Dacusville via Echolink. You got your Echolink working really good. Landon, sounds great. And I know it's probably good to be back home from moving around a lot. But good to have you with us and hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Any other stations? One last call. Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group for Saturday night. Patient group is Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to Unit 1 on that.
DJW. In November 4, Victor Uniform Tango, that's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville, and I'm going to be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy, and he is bringing along with him KQ4TBD. That's easy to remember. That's Angela, and they are in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you this night, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello and hope you guys are having a great weekend. And N4VUT, that's Jamie, and he is in Tigerville this evening. Good to have you. It's nice, Jamie. You're sounding good from Tigerville. I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the net this evening. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, looks like we got that group. Here's where you check in if you missed your group. We're going to open it up to the big group, A through Z, Z through A. If you got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. This is James now up on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Had a steering committee executive board meeting for the Ham Radio Club tonight, and I thought, boys, pushing it tight. But anyway, I'll be negative and negative, and I'll be saying 73s for each one of you.
Okay, there was one call that just threw out my call sign, and I heard nothing else. But and it was very, very weak, like you might have had some weak batteries on a handheld, and it quit transmitting when you got to the second part because the batteries work. So check your batteries, check your signal while I'm talking, and try to move around to get a good signal, and try it again right after I recognize James. That control lock record, and I was wondering where you were, James, when Sid checked in. So sorry the meeting went long, but I hope you had a good meeting. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good as usual, James. And the other station that was really, really weak, you might be changing the batteries out, but if not, try to get a better signal into the repeater and try it one more time.
W4DJW, this is KQ4, Papa Charlie Delta over here in Pickens. I got a little handheld. I'm new. Operator here, and I've strung up a quick makeshift antenna. That's my problem. I don't know if you can copy or not. 73 if you can.
Okay, Phil, Philip, we have you. It's not loud and clear, but it's clear. It's very, very clear. I turned my volume up all the way to home, so I cheated a little bit. Net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4PCD. That's Philip. He's in Pickens, South Carolina, on a new radio and a new handmade antenna. And it is working, Philip. You made it into the repeater the second go-around just fine with no straining to listen to you check in. We do have repeater recordings. If you go to our website, that's brars.org or brars.cc. Blue Ridge, it stands for Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Help you remember it. And you can look under the repeater section. It'll show you where the repeater recordings are. So if you want to hear what you sound like, you can go over there and listen to tonight's net. You want to go 24 minutes into the net, and you can hear yourself and see how well you sound. And welcome to Amateur Radio. Appreciate you being with us this evening. We are here every single evening. I think this is the second time you checked in with me. The first time was on October the 4th. And then this is the second time. So we're here every evening, and if there's anything we can do to help you on your new hobby, be glad to help you out. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Good evening, Mr. Dave, Miss Amy, and Annette. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3EJOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Missed my group, Dave. I was in there watching the race. I'm going to go in there and watch the rest of it. Good evening to you and Miss Amy, all on the net. Have a good weekend.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize our Wednesday night Net Control operator in all things SwapNet. KI4DOS, that's Gary, watching the race in Easley with K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. Hope you are enjoying the race, or if not, whatever Joy is doing, hope she's having a good time as well. Tell her we said hello, and you guys enjoy the race. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Appreciate you calling the net. Sounding good, sir. Sounds like you got a good one going on. Give you one more for the log, sir. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments. Good to hear everybody. 73, do you have anyone on the net?
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our first Saturday of the month Net Control operator, AK4HR. That's Mike in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Mike. You're sounding good as well. I do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. This is W4DJW, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for dropping in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops or check-ins between RAG2. We got one RAG chewer up this evening, and that is KK4JVQ, Larry in Greer. Larry, it's your turn on the brand new clean shiny stump called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW. Well, Dave, I hope you've had a good day. It has been, it's been a very good day here. Although I ran into some things that trouble me, I suppose. That's all I can say about it. I don't know what to do about it. Well, it's a kind of a long story, but isn't every story long? I inadvertently cracked the crystal on my watch. Now, it's not a watch that I can even repair, although it's something I used to do for a living. But those were mechanical watches. This is an electronic watch, which makes it, sealed up, hermetically sealed, as they used to say. oh goodness, I've had it a very long time. I think I got it right about the time I got the cell phone that became less fun to use, you might say, whenever I damaged the watch. These things work together. They talk to one another. And it's kind of cool the way that works. Rather than try to explain it all, I'll just rely on the fact that most people out there have the same kind of arrangement if you're a modern human struggling with electronics. Anyway, it was a world changer when I broke the crystal on that watch. It's a touch-sensitive crystal. It allows you to use your finger, I guess. Yeah, for me, it had to be my little finger, which is terribly difficult to point with, you know. So I'm pointing and tapping in, you know, the code to open up this or that, and, you know, as I say, rather than go through all the things that became impossible when I broke the crystal, Donna surprised me with a new watch. And, you know, because the phone was also 8 years old, a new phone. Now, this may sound great, I felt really good about it initially, but 8 years have passed. So much has changed. So much technology has changed. These things look like they used to, but they don't operate like they used to. You know something about what I'm saying, don't you, Dave? KK4JBQ.
Yes, Larry, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I know the feeling that you get. And mine just now went off because an email went into my email account and went over to my cell phone, and it just popped up on my watch. And you probably heard it ding. And it said, my glasses are going to be ready. They've been shipped, my new glasses. So I don't have to pick up my phone. I don't have to go to the computer or anything. I just look at my watch, and it says, your new glass order has been shipped, and it should be here in 7 to 10 business days. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I had that same bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. You know, I was kind of slow to get on the phone and the watch stuff and all that stuff. I had one of those Samsung flip phones for the longest time. I guess I started that sometime around the dot-com boom because I had to have a phone every 6 months because, you know, I'd have to go touch my resume, and then I'd start getting calls and I'd find a new contract, and I'd go for 6 months and we'd do it all over again. So I had to have a phone because I was no telling where I was going to be. But I waited on the iPhones till they got to version 4. And I bought an iPhone 4. And I held on to the iPhone 4. I didn't get the 5. I skipped the 5 and went to the 6. I think that's where Amy and I were going every other one. And I, at 6, I decided, no, I'm not going to get another one. I think I held on to that 6 until the 12 came out. And but the thing about the 6 was, and your watch and that crystal and breaking it, one day I was, my 6, I had just upgraded from a 4 to a 6, and I had been on the 4 for years and years and years, and the 4 was fine for me, but the 6 was a bigger screen, and I was getting older, so I needed a bigger screen. But I wanted to go flying one day shortly after I got the 6. And not flying, I didn't have any airplanes charged up or anything, but I wanted to go out to the airfield. So I just put my phone in my pocket, and I got on the motorcycle, and I rode down to Woodruff. And I stayed down there, and I watched flying and talked to the guys flying and everything. And I came home, and I got to 85, and the bottom fell out, raining. And I'm on a motorcycle. And my new iPhone 6 is in my pocket. So I kind of moved it around to the center of the gas tank and lay down on the gas tank and, like, hovered it all the way home. By the time I got home, that thing was broken. And it didn't. I had that same feeling you had when you cracked the crystal on your watch. And I was thinking, 2 days later, I went out and got another 6. Because I just couldn't, and I guess Donna just couldn't see you go without your watch. So, yeah, I know exactly that feeling. That's a really bad feeling nowadays because, you know, you do so much on them and you're so dependent on them. If you lose it, it's like almost going into a panic mode. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I didn't know that there was... I might have guessed, though, that you know exactly what I'm going through. The learning curve is nasty. Oh, gosh, it's nasty, this learning curve, because I have some expectations about things, about how things should work, and it's just not that way at all. So much changed in 8 years. Kind of crazy because it looks very similar, you know. It operates, you know, quasi-similar. But I still am quite confused, you know, really confused. And I thought I had a sufficient understanding of the stuff that I was using, the phone that I was using, the watch that was talking to the phone and such as that. But there were things that aggravated me, of course, and I'm trusting, I've only had this a while now, so I haven't discovered all the things that they've fixed and all the things that would still bother me, you know. It's quite a universe. It's a little unsettling. Because if you suddenly make a leap like this, it is disturbing. Almost on a minute-by-minute basis, it's disturbing to find out how much you have yet to learn. In these little packages that in these days, it doesn't weigh much, although it's a good size. They've cut down the weight on the phone from this. I think mine was a 7 to a 15. It wasn't the first smartphone, they used to call them. I think the first smartphone we had was a flip phone by LG, I believe. And that one had not much more than, you know, well, it was a nice thing to break you in on a smartphone. But they got smarter, a lot smarter. And, you know, I feel defeated to the extent to which I think I can say this with some certainty. I think I will find that this watch is a whole lot smarter than I am. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, it does take a little bit of adjustment and working on it. We do have an Echolink station at home, so I'm going to grab this Echolink station real quick, and then I'll be back to you. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KO4NNH, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. Name here is Fred. I am by the Lake Ontario tonight. I'll be a short time tonight, Dave. Glad to hear you calling at 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH, that's Fred, and he is at Bible school, I think, in Ontario, is what he said. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Stay safe up there, and if I got it right, and enjoy this school. That's the only Echolink station we had. Do we have any other RF stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is KO4NH. Just a correction on that. I am just by the lake. I'm by a little park right on Lake Ontario right now.
Is that Maritime Mobile then? Are you checking in Maritime Mobile?
No, sir. I am just in a rental car right now, just in a park by the lake right now. Not Maritime Mobile. I don't have a boat.
Okay, well, I would have loved to get you checked in Maritime Mobile, but on Lake Ontario, that would be the first. You would be the first. Anyway, be safe and stay warm up there. I think I've seen pictures from the snow already. I don't know if it's up there in that area. I know in Colorado they already got it. So stay warm, stay safe. Good to have you checking in with us this evening. Any other RF stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we're good on the RF stations, but Larry, I think my LG or my Samsung One flip phone would take pictures, and that was a smartphone. I might have done text messages. Yeah, it would do text messages, and I think it would take pictures, but they were really grainy pictures. They weren't very good at all. But it is a picture. It's still a picture. It was a start. Back in the year 98, 99, 2000, 2001, and 2002, that year, I think smartphones came out shortly after that. But and one thing I noticed about the smartphones that, so there's a good thing to have, like with Windows, everybody, you know, Linux or Unix didn't really take off, but Windows really took off. So it was two different desktops that people could have used for PCs. And one thing Windows did with all of the bad that comes with Windows, there is one thing that's really good. They set up a library called Microsoft Foundation Class, MFC. And all of the red X's and the underbars and the make the window big and make the window small and move the window around by the title bar and all that dressing that comes with any application you load on Windows looks the same. So you know where the kill button is. You know the file menu across the top. That was great with Windows. I mean, even with all the bad that came with them, there was a standard. And all the applications used that Microsoft Foundation class. That was the foundation. That was the like building a house. That was the concrete blocks that go in the dirt before you start building your application, which made it very uniform across the board for all those apps. Then came the smartphone, which wasn't very smart because there was no foundation. An app is an app. You can build an app. You can make it look like anything you want it to look like. There's no uniformity. There's chaos. And that's why you feel like it's a really heavy climb because it doesn't have that unifying foundation like a Windows PC does. And even later when Linux came out with a graphical desktop, right? A GUI, a graphical user interface, GUI. They copied some of the stuff that was in the Microsoft Foundation class just because it worked so well and just because that's where everybody knew it was going to be. But no such luck on the smartphone apps because they're not so smart. They didn't do that. Now, that means they get to build more and more applications. You have to learn more and more, and they make more and more money. So maybe that was smart. Who knows?
Yeah, well, reminds me of something I heard someone say in a TV program once, and they were fond of saying it. And yet, for the life of me, I can't remember who spoke it. It was just a lament after such a detailed explanation of the beginnings of graphical user interfaces, as you gave us. He would say, he'd just look at you with a blank face, and he'd say, life gets tedious, don't it? I like the word tedious. Oh, dear. Yeah. So, I've had a few breakthroughs. It's an hour-by-hour thing, whether I hate this thing and I'm ready to take it back, or I make a breakthrough, and I get something to work. Now, it's totally different than it used to be, but I'm reassured that I'm still capable of learning. And Dave, you're probably a similar age as myself, and so whenever that impression is made upon you, it does feel good when you find out that, oh yeah, you're still capable of learning. I was having, just to be explicit about it, I guess, I wanted to change the watch face from something that, a watch face that had simply numerals on it, the hour of the day, and minutes. Okay. But then I went to one of our ancient clocks that we have here, and it's one that I'm regulating at the time, so you had to check your time against the time that the watch is showing, or the clock in this case, and what actual time is. And keeping on going, keeping a record of that, seeing where it's drifting here this way or that over a period of a week. That's pretty simplistic, but it's how you regulate a watch or clock. So I need something that shows me the seconds as they go by. And there was only one face on the watch that I used to have that had this thing. Now, while it doesn't look the same, I found the one that they always give you, just one that does that, that offers the sweep second. And this is analog also, not digital. So it's just easy for me to do it that way. Now, before I found how to get this thing changed from one face to another, I was looking at the same face and making all kinds of mistakes. You know, the watch was doing stuff that I could not anticipate. And I just get frustrated with it and turn it off. Yeah, it's the way that we humans exercise our control over devices that are truly smarter than we are at the moment. You just turn them off. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, I quit wearing watches a long, long time ago. I never liked having anything attached to me. Right? I wear clothes, that's fine, that doesn't bother me, but I wear my wedding ring, right? That's the only ring I tolerate. No bracelets, no necklaces, no watch for a long time. I quit wearing watches after a while because, like when I was flying planes, I'd shake my wrist because the watch would flop around a little bit. So, and that would bother me, and that would throw me off on what I was doing when I was flying. I hated that. I just couldn't stand that. So I quit wearing watches for a long time. And then we were down at Fort Myers at my in-laws one time, and I was just totally out of breath. I didn't know what was going on. I had cut down a whole bunch of trees in the backyard, and I got exhausted really quick one time doing that. And then it happened again when I was down in Fort Myers. And my father-in-law took his watch off, and he said, put this watch on. So I put it on, and he said, now go to this app. And he showed me, you press this button and turn this dial, and this thing comes up called ECG, and you hit it. And I hit it, and it said I was in AFib. Well, then by the time we got home, my wife had me a watch. And that's the only reason I got the watch. It's just because it's able to monitor your heart to see if it goes into AFib or not, because it's important when you're in AFib that you slow down a little bit because your heart's beating against itself. The bottom part of the heart and the top part of the heart, they're not in sync anymore. And I have got used to wearing this one now because of that, right? And like you said, in the beginning, I couldn't find a watch that had a second hand on it. I wanted an analog face. I wanted my minute hand, my second hand, my hour hand. And I found one that has a second hand. But the second hand goes away unless you bring your arm up to your face and rotate your wrist. And then, bam, there comes the second hand. And it stays there for a few seconds, and then it goes away. And if you're going through the house and the time has changed, like it just did recently, and you're setting all the clocks in the house so that they're all within, you know, they all change to the next minute at the same second, then you need a second hand. And you can't be looking at the second hand and it all of a sudden disappear, because that's the way mine does. If you watch it for long enough, it'll just disappear, and then you have to move your wrist back and forth again. So I went and found a clock app for my iPhone. And in that clock app, it has an option of turning the second on. So I go get the appliance, like the stovetop or the microwave or the coffee maker, whatever it is that's got a clock on it, and I get it set up to get really close to the top of the next minute, and then I'll watch that second hand on my phone, which will not fade away, and as soon as it clicks over to the minute, I hit the go button on the appliance, and now everything's in sync within a second. So everything turns to the next minute. When it ought to. And before, while I was working, before I was retired, and while I was working, I didn't care if they were even turned on, if they even had a clock in the microwave or the oven or anything. At retirement changes you, Larry. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
You had me laughing halfway, I mean, almost all the way through that. Oh, yeah. Well, indeed it's true that retirement changes you. That was a very nice package of information that you just put out there. Very nice package, and ended up with something that I could comment on. See, this is why some people can carry a conversation, and they do so almost intuitively, knowing how it is that you can pass information to someone else, and at the same time be sure to give a little flick at the end. You know, sort of like playing tennis. A little flick at the end to put something right there where they can pick it up. You know? I have played tennis. I used to love that game. And quite honestly, I found it an easy game to play. I was very limber and I was, you know, the right weight, and I was a lot younger. And sometimes, I have to admit, sometimes I toyed with the opponent just to keep the game going, you know. I didn't want to just, it over in 20 minutes, you know. That's not a tennis match. Because a full tennis match can go with an opponent that's good and evenly balanced with, you know, your skills, you can go for hours. And that's a good workout. Although I learned later, that tennis is a seriously awful exercise because it's anaerobic. The quick starts and stops, not good. Aerobic exercises keep you animated, keep you moving, keep everything pumping, as it were, and over time you build up all the good points, you know. But tennis does not do that. Tennis is a
here. You're standing. You're shifting your weight from side to side. You're anticipating the ball flying over the net, and you don't know which way it's going to come. And it comes, and it's not where you were looking. So you instantly burst, and that's the anaerobic part. You instantly burst toward that tennis ball to return the ball. It's really a bad exercise. Now, KK4JBQ.
Well, that reminds me of when I was little, our Johnny and my Ray, Johnny's dad and my dad would go on field day with the club, and the kids would go with them, right? We'd go up there, and back then they didn't keep up with kids very much. they were setting up antennas and radios and tents and all that stuff, and we were just out running through the woods having a good time, like scaring all the bears off. This is in Mount Pisgah. And we'd run up the mountain, and we'd run all the way to the top of the mountain, and then we would run back down the mountain. And exactly what you were talking about, when coming down, going up the mountain, I was fine. You know, as a kid, I had plenty of energy. I didn't have to stop and rest or anything like that. We could run all the way up to the mountain. Johnny would do the same thing. And all the other kids would do the same thing. And there was a herd of us. There wasn't just two or three of us. There was a whole herd of us going up and down the mountains. But coming down the mountains, you can jump a lot further, and you land a lot harder, so you compress a lot more. And I remember at one point in time coming down the mountains, it felt like somebody punched me in the back in my kidneys, and it like knocked the breath out of me. And that was just me running down the mountains, and I stopped. And from that point forward, I didn't do things that jolt my insides anymore. I'll ride a bicycle. Because it's not like running. Like, I started to join the track team at school one time, but the planting your foot every time, the running, the pounding, the running on a treadmill, like you said with the tennis, the going in one direction, slamming on brakes and coming back in the other direction, I figured that was bad for you. That was really bad. So I'll ride a bicycle, I'll do an elliptical, because you're making circular motions with your arms and your legs all the time. You're not picking them up and pounding them down. And that's not hard on your joints, all right? So I found out really fast at a really young age that pounding your body into the ground is a bad thing, Larry. It's but there's two sports that I really love to play. All the other sports I could care less about, like a never football, never. My parents tried to get me to do baseball, Little League, and stuff like that because a ham radio operator's wife was a Little League coach, and they tried to get me to join that, and I didn't like it. I liked basketball, and I liked tennis, but they were short-lived. I put me up a basketball goal in the backyard and had a really good time playing basketball over and over and over again, got pretty decent at it. And I did the same thing with tennis at one point in time. But neither one of them lasted very long because I'd have bicycles and lawnmowers and airplanes and motorcycles, other distractions, things that just took my mind away from sports. Sports took too long and it took too much time. I want to do too many other things. KK4JVQ, W4DJW.
To talk about the stuff that we were so heavily into back when we could afford the energy. We weren't too concerned about injury, because there is a balance of expended energy and injury. Try to say those two things in the same sentence. It's kind of tough. So these days, I'm in my 70s now. So in these days, I'm a little more aware of things that I wish I didn't see as challenges. Like, we have gutters full of leaves here. You know, that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing getting worse. And I have fallen from a ladder in the recent past, and Donna was with me, unfortunately. But in any event, it would have come clear because I was pretty banged up, and my glasses were pretty banged up, and would have been hard to hide, I guess. So, you know, that's there are challenges that you must meet because it just makes sense to do, you know, to clean the gutters. But not without, it doesn't make sense to try to clean gutters without standing on a ladder. I don't know. Life gets tedious, don't it? KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, yeah, that's dangerous. I don't do ladders like I used to do ladders. I used to go up and down ladders and didn't care anything, didn't bother me at all. But anymore, like you said, the older you get, the more problem that is. I guess what I would do is fly a multi-rotor up there, and I'd profile the edge of the roof all the way around the house and see how bad they were. And some of them I could use a bar that went up and had an arc curved over, and I could blow them out, but some of them were just way too high for that. And so one day my neighbor had somebody come out putting in those filters on the gutters. I forget what the name of it is, but I asked him about that, and he told me about it, and I got the guy over here to talk to me about it, and next thing you know, I had filters on all my gutters. So now the leaves go down the house to the gutter, and they hit the filter, and so they'll sit there for a day or two, but next big wind that comes by, it just blows them off, and they're gone. So I don't have to do that anymore. Now, he did come over and tell me the other day that he had to have somebody come out because pollen will block up the filter if you're not careful. And then the water runs over the edge. And then when the water's running over the edge and not down the spout, it wraps around and comes under and gets on the house. And that's bad news because that's when stuff starts rotting. I had to replace my front porch because something similar to that happened just a couple of weeks ago. And that wasn't cheap. So best to keep them cleaned out. Leaf filter works really, really good, but it can get clogged if you're not careful. It's just, I think that's one of the things, Larry, it pays to pay somebody else to do it. KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
That reminds me something that I've noticed about major motion pictures. That is, if you're paying attention now, that's an important thing to maintain. You must be paying attention. But there are a great many motion pictures, even some television shows, whose language or phrases work their way into the vernacular. We expect, and we all hear this, don't we? I mean, if, you know, time goes on long enough and, you know, finally you find a place to use that. Something like, life gets tedious, don't it? Well, that's from Gomer Pyle. You know? And, I know exactly what you mean about the filters. Once upon a time, I have been cleaning gutters here. We've lived here 25 years. And I had cleaned gutters every fall and several times during the season when the leaves were falling. It's not for a long time. It may be if you could put it all into 1 month. It may be, you know, the trees get exhausted of all their leaves. They expend all their leaves, whatever the word might be, and you won't have that trouble again. You might have cleaned the gutters three times in that period. But in any event, I got tired of doing that, so I put the filters on. I did a really good job. And then along came a hailstorm and beat up the roof. The roof had to be replaced, and when they replaced the roof, of course, they banged up the gutters, and they had to replace the gutters at the same time if they didn't put the filters on the gutters. And since I live in an HOA, since, according to them, the roof doesn't belong to me, so I didn't have to pay for that new roof. And the gutters didn't belong to me, even though I had improved the gutters, it wasn't up to them to make that same improvement, that I wouldn't be made, as insurance company calls it, they say when they remunerate you in some way, they make you whole. That's an insurance company word. They make you whole again. And so the HOA is not going to do that. They're not going to do that. So they put me back in that same spot of having to climb a ladder. And I see them even now, mine and my neighbors next to me. I can see the leaves lining the gutters. And I know it's just bad. It's bad for the soffits. It would be really bad when it should get cold and it doesn't shed rain anymore because there's an ice dam there, you know. That's when leaves in the gutter becomes, that's the worst scenario. Anyhow, I have been watching the clock. I'm sorry, I've taken up a lot of your evening, and I hope somebody has. I get a lot out of this myself personally. I just think this is the best thing in the world. You see, just between you and me and whoever might be listening, Donna.